Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from Him who sends His Son, indeed Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Yes, this morning we have the world's most famous Bible verse. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Thus far, our text. May be seated. Eternal life, dear friends. Wow. Not long ago, well, a couple years ago, I remember going into the kitchen and opening a cupboard and reaching into the cupboard to get a product that I used on occasion. It was a bottle of joint juice. Supposed to be good for you. Supposed to be good for your joints. So why not use a little? I reached into the cupboard, pulled it out, and had the, was ready to use it, and had the magic elixirs in it, glucosamine, and chondroitin, and MSM, and you take those things and you'll be doing backflips in no time at all. So yes, I reached up for my joint juice. And as I was pulling it down, I saw something on that bottle that caught my attention. I saw the expiration date. The bottle had been expired for some 2 years. So then the debate began. Should I use this? Should I use this? The bottle's unopened. And as we all know, expiration dates are somewhat arbitrary. Lots of products are good beyond the expiration dates. And so the debate raged in my mind. And not only that, but as Christians, we know we're good stewards. We're not supposed to waste things. My mama taught me that as well. Guilt. I better use this. But then I looked at the date again. And I said, no, I can't risk it. And I put it down. Expiration dates. Dear friends, we see them everywhere, don't we? We see them all around us. They're stamped on all kinds of things. We see expiration dates on bottles of milk, jugs of milk. We see expiration dates on candy bars. We see expiration dates on bottles of beer, which for most people is not necessary. We see expiration dates on bottles of water, even. I was surprised. The water expires? But that's the world we live in, isn't it? It's a world of expiration dates, a world where things expire. It's a world stamped with those reminders. Everywhere we look, there are expiration dates. And it doesn't matter to us too much, I suppose. We're used to them. It doesn't matter too much if my can of cream corn expires. But it's a little bit harder to explain to the youngsters why all of a sudden the family hamster reached the expiration date, or a loved one did. And it shakes us up a little. And it does as we look at the Bible also. For the Bible also mentions expiration dates. That's a part of the Bible I don't like. Isaiah had one of those mentions of an expiration date. Isaiah once said, all flesh is like grass. And beauty is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the beauty fades. Oh, Isaiah, don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. I don't want to hear that at all. No worries, the world says, though. No worries at all. We have Dr. Oz. I remember watching his television show a couple of years ago. And there's many like him today. Good old Dr. Oz, he had a number of wonderful things. He had a cure for almost everything that ails us. An elixir, a tonic, a vitamin, an herb for almost everything that ails us. And some of those things were rather good. The only problem was it moved many people to turn their cupboards into a vitamin cottage. Is it really that simple? To take a bunch of vitamins and we're good. To take a bunch of elixirs and everything's fine. to do Pilates forever and ever, and everything will be fine. Now, those things are all good, and they're healthy, and we are called to be good stewards of our bodies and to take care of the things, the blessings that God has given to us, managing them for His glory. But somewhere along the line, there's something that tells us in the back of our minds that taking a vitamin isn't quite enough for what really ails us. That problem of sin. And popping a video, exercise video in the machine, isn't quite enough. No, dear friends, we need something that's a little bit bigger. We need quite a bit of a bigger cure. And that's what our text is all about today. It's about the big cure that God sends into the world. We need a bigger cure. And that bigger cure indeed is the Son of God. His name is Jesus Christ. And God loved His world so much that He sent His Son into this world, born of flesh and blood, to sympathize with the human race and become a part of it, to take upon Him its maladies, its sinfulness. God loved this world so much, He sent His Son in order to deal with those expiration dates in our world, to overcome them and defeat them and destroy them. And in order to do that, Jesus did not come bearing new exercises for us to do or giving us new vitamins to take, as good as they might be. Jesus came to bring the cure, and that cure required that He be lifted up. That He be lifted up. No, it's not about praise. It's not about singing to Him. To be lifted up means to be hoisted up on a cross. It means to be crucified. The Son of Man came to be lifted up on the cross. And on that cross, He would bring salvation to the world. He would bear the sins of all. On that cross, He would bring atonement. He would bring propitiation, the big fancy words that means you've been bought and paid for. Your sins have been erased. God lifted up His Son. He allowed that Son to be crucified, to take our place. And when He did, He broke the power of sin. And when He did, He broke the power of the law. When He did, He broke the power of Satan. And when He did, He broke the power of the last enemy, as St. Paul calls him, the enemy of death. God allowed His Son to be lifted up. And nowhere is this more graphically illustrated in the Old Testament than in Numbers today. For the whining and complaining Israelites were at it again. And there was no hope for those whining and complaining Israelites. They had no hope at all in avoiding their own expiration dates by venomous snakes. Except for one cure that God sent. Raise up a pole, Moses, He told him. Put a bronze snake upon it. And anyone who's bitten, they can look upon that pole, that snake, and live. And Moses did as the Lord commanded. And he raised up a pole with a snake on it, made of bronze. And everyone who was bitten looked upon that snake, that pole, and they lived. It was a picture, you see, of how Jesus would one day be raised up on a cross, destroying the work of the devil, destroying the work of Satan, saving the world, bringing salvation. Yes, indeed, Moses believed in Jesus. Moses believed in the Christ that was to come. And he held His redeeming work up before all people to see. Jesus is the cure, you see, for the expiration dates of the world. He's the cure for our expiration dates the one and only cure. And as we think of that, indeed, twice he says it in our text. Two times Jesus says something amazing will come to us. He'll give us something amazing. He'll give us something absolutely astonishing. And that something, dear friends, is eternal life. My work is going to result in eternal life for you. Have you ever stopped to think about eternal life in the rush of life, in the rush of business and work, to really stop and think about eternal life, dear friends? Wow, I can hardly think about what's coming next week. Eternal life. That's life that lasts forever. That's life that never ends. That's life that never stops. It goes on and on and on and on and on. Why would we want that? Someone once asked me. Being so conditioned by a finite world, why would we want eternal life? Aren't we going to get bored? Won't it be bad in some way? No, you're thinking like a man now, like a finite creature. In fact, it's a blessing. That's what God intended in the beginning, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. For this eternal life will have no suffering in it. Indeed, Paul describes it so beautifully. Scriptures describe it so beautifully. Eternal life will have no pain in it, no suffering in it, no dying in it. It will have no expiration dates. Eternal life will be filled with everlasting joy, everlasting peace, everlasting rejoicing, unbridled bliss. Forever and forever and forever and forever. For the mortal must put on immortality, Paul writes. And that which is perishable must put on that which is imperishable. I've come to give you eternal life, Jesus says. That which God intended in the very beginning is yours again. Eternal and everlasting life. Hey, the Mormon says, let me buy a little bit of that. I've lived a pretty good life. Hey, the Buddhist says, let me buy a little bit of that. Let me purchase some of that. I have been virtuous throughout my life. Hey, the New Ager says, let me buy a little bit of that, for I have learned how to channel the energy of the universe into my very own body. No, 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 religions of man. Don't you see? You don't buy eternal life. It can't be bought by man. It's a gift. It's a gift of pure grace, a gift that comes from God and His love. It's free. It is absolutely free. For by grace are you saved, through faith. And this is not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not by works, lest any man boast, St. Paul cries out today. It's a free gift of God, everlasting life, a free gift. Here today, given through faith. Faith poured into us through the Spirit's working. Faith spoken into us through the Spirit's work. Faith. Faith. It's believing when you can't see. It's believing when you don't have evidence, Hebrews says. It's believing even when you don't have the proof. Faith, the gift of the Spirit. That's what Christians are made of, faith. It is said, dear friends, that The African gazelle can jump 10 feet in the air and span some 30 feet. And even in spite of that, it can be penned up with just a 4-foot wall in a zoo. Why is that? Because it lacks faith. But you see, it won't jump over anything that it can't see its feet being able to land on. And so there it sits, incarcerated. Mere little 4-foot wall. How unlike the Christian, for you see, we walk by faith and not by sight. We leap even though we cannot see. We go forward even though we don't have the proof. We move ahead even though there may not be evidence, but we know one thing for sure, our God is going to be there, holding us, catching us. His mighty arms will be there. Indeed, by grace through faith are we saved. All who believe shall be saved, Jesus says. Through the triumph of faith, our expiration dates are defeated and destroyed and overcome. Look up to the pole, Moses said. Look up, Israelites, and you will live. And they lived, though sin bit them. Look up, Christian, to that tree, that pole, that cross, and you will live. For through that cross, our expiration dates are overcome, are destroyed. For I have come to give them eternal life. And yes, through Jesus, we have eternal life. All glory be to you, O Son of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Go memorize it and let it burn in your heart. In Jesus' name, the love of God incarnate. Amen. We invite you to arise. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds forever in him who lives and reigns, our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.